Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I've gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
We just threw out the name Carson Wentz. Gave you some thoughts on Carson Wentz. His team, the Kansas City Chiefs, where he's the backup quarterback to Patrick Mahomes. He's going to maybe go to the Super Bowl. Could win a second Super Bowl ring without ever playing in a Super Bowl.
How do I get that life?
I don't know.
That's the equivalent of walking in.
That'd be pretty good.
That is the equivalent of walking in on the day before the group project is due with the donuts and just going,
yeah.
A plus.
Yeah.
I've done it again.
Yeah. I've got a thought for you coming up about your friend and mine, Taylor Swift. But first, I'm going to go to Ryan in Fort Myers, Florida. Hello, Ryan.
What's happening, Ryan?
Hey, man, again, Jeff, happy holidays. I tell you, I'm loving your conversation, you know, having some fun with this. It's either A, you can laugh or you can cry as a Browns fan, and I choose to laugh, and we can get through this all together and conversate about what is going on behind the green curtain about what the front office is looking into and obviously player personnel. And again, Medigan jokingly said, you know, all your
Rhino, your phone bailed on us.
Also the best quote I've ever made.
All right, Rye. Sorry, I got to let you go. Kyle's in Medina. Kyle.
All right, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
So I hear you guys throwing the name Carson Wentz around like it's candy.
Nay. One man is throwing Carson Wentz's name around like a candy.
Kyle,
he's playing catch with himself.
Kyle, what we're doing is trying to inform. I know that's a foreign concept in most sports talk radio, but we're trying to inform as to who might be out there and available. So,
yeah.
If you listened closely, I didn't tell you they should sign Carson Wentz. You did listen, right, Kyle?
Milhouse is throwing the frisbee alone in the park.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay.
So, one name that comes to mind for me that I would rather have here for the Browns over Carson Wentz would be Sam Howell.
Good luck getting him out of Seattle.
It'd be fun. It'd be a good time. He'll
fling
it.
Threw more passes than anybody last year for the Commanders, and they were so impressed they drafted Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't think he did terribly, per se, but, you know.
I like him, Kyle.
Yeah.
I actually said to Menigan before you ever called, you know, Sam Howell would be interesting.
He would be. All right, that's all I got for you guys.
All right, thanks,
appreciate
Kyle.
It, man.
Appreciate that.
He'll fling it. I mean, if you want a show,
he threw it like 600 times, right? For Washington last year,
21 touchdowns, 21 picks,
21 picks. That's right.
63% completion percentage.
I actually like him, and I think he could be good down the road.
I think he could too. I mean, he's fun to watch.
Oh yeah,
just don't root for him.
You'd have to trade to go get him from Seattle. So we'll see. So in the Kansas City Chiefs game the other day, you know, Travis scores a touchdown, right? And you cut to the booth, and there, who's sitting there? That's right, Taylor Swift. And then sitting to her left, removed by one person, is Ed Kelsey, who's been on the show many times, and of course, you know, Andy's best buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then sitting between Ed Kelsey and Taylor Swift is Caitlin Clark. And I thought, wait a minute, are they great pals? What's the deal? apparently Caitlin was on the New Heights podcast with the boys.
Yes.
And she just said, you know, how much for some time has talked about Taylor Swift and what a fan and what a fan and what a fan. Apparently in December, Clark revealed that Swift personally invited her to attend a Chiefs game.
Well, I know it was a big deal when she was at the Eras Tour in Indianapolis.
And she's gone to numerous. Yeah, she's gone to numerous, apparently.
Look at how hip I am.
And so, you know, you're hip. So they apparently, you know, went to this thing. And I'm getting all my information, by the way, from one of my really respected sports sources, Glamour.com. And so that's apparently how this happened. So
heck yeah.
Taylor Swift said, yeah, come on, let's go, playoff game. So there she is with Caitlin Clark, and, you know, Travis scores, and they hug, and everything's it's so there you go. But we've seen her with, you know, like, Brittany Mahomes mm-hmm. up there. We've seen her with Donna Kelsey. Well, now she's kind of up the star level a little bit, hasn't
Blake
she?
Blake Lively, Ice Spice, yeah.
Yeah, Blake Lively's been in there. Mm-hmm. That's pretty serious. But I thought, who should you bring in if you're going to try and kick up that celebrity level? Or, boy, she's with who? Who should she invite to the AFC Championship game? Because she's going to have the booth, right?
You have to.
I don't know whose booth it is, but she's in it all the time.
You got to have
the suite.
And she's
front and center. And I put together a little Phelps list. I have seven.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. But I want you guys to contribute on this. First one at the top of my list, I thought, would she make a big splash if she invited Meghan Markle?
That's a good one.
Prince Harry's better half?
Ding!
That's a good one.
Would that be good?
You'd have a lot of reporters
Taylor
all
Swift
around.
And Meghan Markle sitting there watching football together?
That'd be a good one.
I don't know where Harry would be, but, you know.
That's somebody else's problem. He can go watch soccer.
With that in mind, I also threw in Kate Middleton.
See, that was the first one that popped in my head was Kate Middleton.
So between Meghan and Kate, but Meghan throws in the Hollywood factor.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
So that might be something there.
And with the fact that she denounced the throne, or whatever it is. Is it denounced the throne? I don't know.
Whatever she did.
If you're
with
coming
the,
to me for royal
with
news,
a title that really doesn't
news.
Matter anyway, whatever she did, she denounced it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Who do you have?
So the first one that popped in my head was Steph Curry. That one popped
Steph's
in my head.
Steph's pretty common. I like Steph.
Is he?
But, you know.
Though it is in basketball season, which would make that a lot tougher.
It might be difficult.
Yeah. But, like, that's
I don't know that that's the star power.
That's some pretty good star power,
although
though.
Although I put LeBron James on my list.
That's some pretty good star power on both of those. Yeah. And maybe it's just because I'm so focused in on the sports world rather than the pop culture world.
Folks, who should sit with Taylor Swift at the AFC Championship game? 216-474-0092. Forget the quarterbacks. This stuff matters.
This is what we're here for.
Kayla.
Well, if you're talking basketball, I would say Shaq over
now,
over
Shaq
else.
Would
I
be
think
fun.
That would be hilarious.
But Shaq wouldn't fit.
That's a good one.
He wouldn't fit in that spot.
He doesn't fit anywhere.
He could stay.
Between Ed.
That makes it even funnier.
Taylor. Donna.
And more entertaining.
Shaq is a good one. That's mm-hmm. a good call.
Shaq's pretty good.
That's a really good call.
Shaq's pretty good. Anthony, you have anybody?
I think I aimed a little too low on this. I don't know if this makes her a turncoat, but Haley Steinfeld is engaged to
Josh
Allen. Oh,
that's a good one. That's a real good one. I did not think of that.
That would be too tough because it's going to be a Chiefs-dominated booth.
Nobody would know who she is.
That's true.
She'd Although have to have like a lower third.
Pretty cute.
Would have to.
Oh, I know who she is.
She's pretty good. Yeah, she's got some pull.
Anthony just very creepily said, I know who she is.
Yeah, I mean, she was in the, the one superhero show. The,
she was
Hawkeye
in that
show.
One. Yeah, she was in that one, Dan.
People pay attention to comic books, man.
Are you want me to? What if she invited Kamala Harris? And she's sitting there with Kamala.
See, I was thinking like, okay, let's just lop off that problem, or not problem. That's the wrong way to put it. But let's just lop off
I'm Dan.
All the politics and shove those over there.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, think about it though. What if Kamala is sitting in the booth next to Taylor?
Be something
because Taylor, you know, Taylor endorsed Kamala.
She did. That she did. That would be.
Well, that'd be a big splash.
That would be a real big splash.
That would be a big splash.
The more entertaining one would be if Tim Walz was sitting there with her, just because I think Tim Walz would be just
the old ball
hysterical.
Coach.
Yeah.
The old ball coach?
I think that would just be funny for the sake of humor.
I thought it would be funny if I said Melania Trump because she doesn't care about anything ever, and she would just sit there.
Yeah, does she care about anything?
Never.
Other than her very tall son,
she's
Barron.
Very grumpy. And
you know,
I thought
Barron's
it would be
like
nice.
6'9" now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good
Barron Trump grew. He's no longer a kid. He's 6'9".
All right, get that kid in some basketball shoes.
I know. He doesn't. He could buy the company. Is Tiger Woods still hot enough?
Yes.
That would be.
Yeah.
If Tiger were sitting there with, you think that would work? With
Taylor? Without question. Without question. Have you seen any of the TGL stuff at all with him, where they've had him mic'd up in that?
You've told me about it.
He hasn't exactly been the. And again, it's golfer, so you're not exactly going to golfers for personality school.
Yeah, he's not.
But like, he's not exactly been as boisterous as you would like him to be.
I have two more that I think might be killer. Kaylee, you have anybody else?
Yeah, I was going to say Adam Sandler.
Now, Sandler would be funny.
I think that would be hilarious. I'm just looking at
but
comic
I wonder.
Value.
I wonder. All right, I've got two. I don't know how this would play. I don't know if they're buddies. I don't know if she's a Chiefs fan. What if she was sitting there with Beyonce?
That one popped in my head. Was Beyonce.
You think?
That
and then I've got one. I've seen him at football games before. And I know he's a huge fan of Taylor Swift.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And vice versa. What if they cut to the booth during the AFC Championship game and they're sitting between Ed Kelce and Taylor Swift is Sir Paul McCartney?
Well, that would be something. That would be something.
Would that be big?
That would be big. The other one that popped into my head, because I know he's also a Chiefs fan, so it would work, would be Jason Sudeikis, a.k.a. Ted Lasso. I think that would be pretty big.
I don't think Jason and Taylor are hanging out together.
I mean, he's all over the place, and he's a big Kansas City Chiefs guy. Or
yeah,
you
I know,
could put
but
Paul Rudd
that,
in there too. Paul Rudd was the other one.
But see, that doesn't work with her. I mean, she's lowering herself to bring in common comedians and movie people.
I mean,
but Meghan Markle. I mean, she's
you're valid.
Kate Middleton. You know,
valid.
Sir Paul McCartney.
Good point. Good point. Good point. Ringo's got that new album out. Could have Ringo.
McCartney's a big Taylor Swift fan, apparently.
I could see that.
Kamala? Oh, that would set the world on fire.
Michelle Obama, too.
Oh, there's a good one.
Yeah.
There's a good
one. You want to go down that road?
Well, I can't wait to see who's sitting there coming up on Sunday.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited, man. This Chiefs Bills game is going to be awesome.
What if it's just Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey? All the better, actually.
Either that or put
Ed,
Jason
Donna,
in there?
Donna, we're pulling for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. We all know who the celebrity is. It's Ed.
Jason would have to have a shirt on, though, wouldn't he? It's going to be cold.
TBD.
You think so?
Yeah, it's Buffalo. He was shirtless in Buffalo. You don't think he could be shirtless in Kansas City?
I don't know. That might be right. Guess what's happening tonight?
Do tell.
The Ohio State Buckeyes are winning a national championship. Or maybe they're not. Because a former Ohio State Buckeyes coaching the opposition. We're going to talk to a guy who played for the opposition, but he's fond of he's got a soft spot in my heart because he's a former Brown, former coworker of mine. We did games together. Frank Stams, former Fighting Irish from St. Vincent St. Mary High School. Frank's going to join us next. He's in Atlanta for the game tonight, coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.